Chapter 20. The heavens opened up. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Acts 7:55-56. On May 16, 1998, the Lord told me in the morning that I must prepare for bed early that evening. Therefore, after my bedtime prayer, a special anointing came to me, and the Lord said,
I must show you something.
The minute He uttered these words, my eyes closed tightly, and a special groaning came forth from my spirit. Heaven began to open before me. At first, everything was bright, and then I saw all of heaven. It was a place of purity and whiteness, and the roads and buildings were immaculately clean. He took me into heaven once more, and He began to show me things one by one. A brilliance like sunlight was everywhere. Then the Lord showed me all the oceans of the world and the whole earth. Snow was covering the earth. The Lord explained,
I must purify my people before I bring them to my kingdom. Unless they are pure-hearted, they cannot see my kingdom.
Then I remembered one of the Beatitudes.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Matthew 5:8. My arms stretched out sideways, making a cross-like form out of my body. This lasted for at least 10 minutes. I cried throughout that time span, but I wasn't sure if my tears were coming from gratitude, joy, or pain. The Lord was repeating some of the previous lessons, and He reiterated that He wanted me to put them all down in the book. This helps me to better understand the title He gave to this book, Heaven is So Real. By repeating these lessons and experiences in my life, I grew to know exactly how real heaven is.